The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Make this the day, the month, and the year that you take the limits off of your life. This is your time to be true to yourself. Start that business. Write a book. Enhance your relationships, go back to school, travel abroad, and give like you have never given before. This is Live Your Life with your host, Melissa Brown. You have everything in your life to get started. What's stopping you? Now, here is Melissa Brown.
Hello, hello, and welcome once again to Live Your Life. I am your host, Melissa Brown, and it is just wonderful to be with you once again on a wonderful spring day. And I know for most of the country, it doesn't look like spring, but it really is spring. I'm here in the DC area and I am looking at snow falling out my window. And I know many of you in the plains, if you're listening in the Midwest, also have snow. And of course, it's always sunny in the West. So it's just good to be with you once again. I hope that you have been enjoying your life since the last time we were together. I hope that you have found the courage to be yourself. You know, we started this month of March and we said as March comes in roaring like a lion, that it was my hope that your life would also begin to roar. You have gifts and graces on the inside of you that are precious, that are wonderful, that the world has yet to see. So many things within you that have not yet been tapped. And so I really do hope that you have been taking these messages to heart. I hope that you have been sharing them with your friends, downloading them through podcast or listening on demand on the site, even after the live show. Because we really, really want you to live your absolute best life and maximize to your highest potential. So today, on this last Monday in our series on courage, today is no different. Today is perhaps maybe one of the most important pieces of courage that you're going to need in your journey through life. And today our topic is, do you have the courage to love? You know, February, we talked a lot about love and our relationships, and the feedback that I got from many of you was great, just very interesting. And so I am hoping that today will be no different, that today's show would invite you to a higher level of consciousness. I hope that today's show would just excite you about your life and about the possibilities. And so I like to start every show with a intention of so that you might have in mind specifically what it is that we hope that you would get from this show. And today's intention is, I'm really hoping to get individuals to remain open to the powerful gift of love despite being wounded by love in your life or by people who claim to love you. So, and basically what that means, I want to, you know, spend some time during this first segment just kind of laying a bit of foundation, because all of us have some kind of experience with love. We all, you know, whether you are born into your nuclear family, whether you were adopted, whether you grew up in care, your relationships, whether you have friends, your romantic relationships, all of us hopefully have some kind of experience with love. But whenever you are dealing with human beings, people, we are all flawed. And so sometimes people's experience of love can get very distorted, because what so many people call love is often not love. It's often lust. It's often ego. It's many, many different things, but it may not be real love, but that may be the way we have learned it. And so what I would love to do today is to be able to just help you to clear out the distortions of what love it really is and keep your heart totally open to love. Now, why is this important? This is important because the more closed you become in your life, the less creative you are, the less focused you are, the more distracted you are. So how can you possibly live your life to the absolute fullest when there may be unforgiveness in your heart, there may be some bitterness in your life, there may be some issues that you have yet to resolve that keep you blocked, that keep you from that creative space where purpose and destiny live. So, you know, all of us, you know, I'm going to assume that many of us know that giddy kind of feeling when you feel like you are in love, you know, kind of those butterflies in your stomach. You're so excited to see that person. It's that particular energy that makes us feel like we can literally do anything. And so when you have been disappointed by love, so often all of those emotions, all of those feelings kind of revert upon itself and they end up dying. They end up closing up. So instead of feeling like I can do anything, very often the reverse happens where we feel like I can't do anything. And so we begin to play life in a very safe way where we feel like we don't want to take any risk. We want to do things that are extremely predictable. We have a very high need for security, for safety, for a need to know, you know, I need to know how everything is going to happen. And again, there is no way that you will be able to fully live your life on purpose if you have to know everything before it happens, because purpose is a spiritual journey. And so we want to make sure, I want to make sure that your life is not closed off, that your life is totally open to all of the possibilities and to all of your gifts and all of your graces, and that no experience that you may have had in your life will keep you blocked from moving towards your highest potential. And so whenever we close ourselves down, I guarantee you there is an issue of fear. So we've already defined every Monday this month that fear is false evidence appearing real. And so in the next segment, we're not there yet, but in the next segment in today's show, we're going to go over some of the myths of love in our lives and what we tend to believe that's really not true, false evidence appearing real, that can keep you stifled and keep you blocked so that you're not maximized to your fullest potential. So, how do you know if you have kind of shrinked your life? How do you know if you have become afraid of love? How do you know if you have slanted yourself towards safety and security as opposed to the kind of love that flows deeply in your belly that just allows you to take a risk because you're willing to go there? You're willing to go there. And so, I want you to evaluate just for a moment whether or not what has been your number one response to pain, to disappointment? What has been your response when love does not turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out? What do you do when life does not go to happily ever after? Are you a person who is able to learn and regroup and get yourself back out there? Or are you a person who kind of puts up a wall and says, nobody else is coming in and I'm not coming out? Because what I really want you to know is I'm very big on boundaries and not having yourself totally wide open to the world without any discrimination or without any any kind of evaluation of who you are allowing into your intimate space, into your thought process, into your dreams, into your mind, into your heart. I do think there ought to be some boundaries. I do think you are responsible for guarding your heart and for being safe. But there's a difference between being safe and having healthy boundaries and having a wall. How do I know if I have a wall? Boundaries mean that people are still allowed to come in to a space and I am going out, just based off of some criteria, based off of some standards, where I am inviting safe people in and I will go out. Versus a wall is when, like I said, everything is locked in. Nothing is going out and nothing is coming in. It's like putting yourself in a position where you have, I guess, a one-sided door where the handle and the lock to the door is on the inside and only you can open it. And so you can imagine the kind of relationships or the lack of relationships that you may have if you are living within a wall with a one-sided door. And many of us have had a lot of experiences with people who have the super duper force field up in their lives. Have you ever been around people and you feel like, okay, I'm around them a whole lot, but at the end of the day, I still don't know them? I would almost guarantee you there is a wall that has been erected so that you never really get into my intimate space. You never really get into the recesses of my heart. I never really share with you the fullness of myself and the fullness of my dreams because I am constantly in protection mode. So today, again, my hope for you is not for you to be out there and injuring yourself, but my hope for you is that you would learn from the things that have wounded you and that you would create a safe place for you to go out, experience healthy relationships, experience love, which allows you then to experience creativity, power, purpose, closeness, affirmation, all the different things that we want, all of the things that we need that come from being in mutually satisfying relationship, where you're not coming in with your guard so up that, again, you can spend hours and hours, or maybe all day. And for many people, this is a dynamic even in marriage. If you can believe that, there are many people who are even married to one another who feel like, I don't even know who I live with. I don't know my spouse because past injuries have allowed them to put the wall up. And so I'm there, but I'm really not in there. And so we want people to begin to tear the wall down, create a healthy boundary so that you can really and truly maximize your relationships, maximize your creativity. I shared with you that when we come back in the second segment of the show, I want to talk about some of the myths that we operate in and that kind of steer our lives away from love, because of some of those negative experiences. And again, many of these are, I would say all of these are fear-based kinds of myths that keep you from having the love that you really, really need in your life. I want to just offer you before we go to break, I want to just say to you, don't let the love that you didn't get keep you from the love that you so desperately need to receive. There's so much within that, because you didn't get what you needed before, it doesn't mean that you won't get what you need in the future. And so, but to do that, you have to be willing to let down your guard, let down your wall, allow people to see who you really are, but to do it in a wise way, in a way that protects your heart and allows you to not necessarily make the same mistakes again, because you've learned and you've become better and you've become wiser. So again, after the break, what we're going to do is go over a few of those myths. I want to hear from you today. So feel free to connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Life Purpose Wellness Center, which is my counseling practice, as well as you can connect with me on Twitter. And all of those links are also on the host page. So get your pen and paper ready. I hope that you're not living in a myth. Tell a friend about the show during the break, and I'll see you right back in a few minutes.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Who are we? Can we really make the world a better place? How can the mantle of personal power be most effectively passed from generation to generation? There is no correct answer, but by tuning in to Birthright of Power with Reverends Don and Jane Lewis, the goal is that you will find some help in this journey. What does it mean to be a warrior with multiple meanings of that word? How do we stay strong in the face of changing times? Listen to Birthright of Power live every Monday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello, once again, this is Melissa Brown, and I am your host of Live Your Life. And again, I'm just so grateful that you have joined us today. And our topic for today is the courage to love. We've been talking about courage for the entire month of March. And so what I am hoping that we are going to do today is just to help you to begin to break down your wall, your barrier, some of the things that has been placed in your life, maybe because of negative experiences that have to do with love, may have to do with your relationships. And so as I shared with you right before the break, I said that I would give you some of the myths that are fear-based that really keep us from love. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the three major myths that I've identified. And then what we'll do is go back and kind of go over those myths one by one so that you can locate yourself or maybe locate someone that you know and share this program with them so that hopefully they can be free and that they might be able to live their life to the fullest. Okay, myth number one. These are fear-based, and these are myths that come out of our hurts, disappointments, experiences with love. Myth number one, real love doesn't exist. That's one of my favorites that so many people tend to say. I don't believe in love. That's another way to say it. I don't believe in love, and real love does not exist. That's myth number one. Myth number two, he or she or that relationship took all of the love that I had. Another major statement that I hear people say so often, particularly in my private practice, because I do so much work with singles, married, folks coming out of marriages, folks coming out of long-term relationships. And one of the major things that people say is, that relationship took all the love I have. I don't have any more love to give. That's a myth. Myth number two. And myth number three, some of you may be guilty of saying this, I will never love again. Another major myth. I will never love again. Just think about who you loved at 16 and where you are now and what you said about that love when you were in high school. So we know that these things are myths. We know that they are fear-based. And again, the reason why we are talking about this is so that there will be nothing blocking you in your life to keep you from being creative, to keep you from being on purpose, to keep you from kind of moving upward and onward towards your place of destiny. And anytime, if there is any area of your life where you feel like you are blocked, the energy flow is limited, you are stifled, you are limited, you are in the wall, you are in your tiny little box, but trying to be creative. There's no way for you to be creative and be confined. You have, love is free. Love is free. That means you can stretch out, you can lift your hands, you can be who you are, what we talked about last week. You can fully be yourself without fear. There is a scripture that says that perfect love casts out all fear. So if you are afraid of love, if you are saying that you are in love, but every part of your relationship is filled with fear of, is this going to last? Is this person going to leave? You know, I don't know if they really love me like they say. You know, I'm scared that this person is going to cheat. You know, all the different things that are thoughts that are fear-based. And depending on who the person is, depending on your history, all of those things may be realities. Those things may be real. But what I really want you to hear and hone in on is that real love is free. Real love is liberating. And anytime you have fear and it is, you know, and but you're calling it love, it's not love. I don't know what it is. It might be desperation. It might be some unmet need within ourselves. And we're kind of holding on to other people for dear life for them to meet that need. But love is always free. So let's go through some of these myths. And, you know, just so that you can have a deeper understanding of some of the thought processes that get in the way of you fully operating in who you are. Real love doesn't exist. That was myth number one. We know that real love, and first of all, you know, it depends on how are we defining real love. Love does exist. There are plenty of people in society, as we know, you know, and we talked about this a great deal in February, that in this country alone, we have one of the highest divorce rates in the world. Does that mean that real love does not exist? And real love, number one, I'm going to go probably in a different direction than what you are thinking. Real love first begins within you. And so if there is love within you, real love does exist. Did you get that? So real love is not based on how long you are together with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, how long your relationship lasts, because love really transcends all of those things. Love transcends time. Love is a spiritual phenomenon. As I, one of our guests said, love is a spiritual phenomenon, but yet we try to restrict it and confine it to very limiting circumstances. So if we begin with the premise that love is within you, then real love does exist. If you really and truly love yourself, then real love does exist. And which leads me to kind of moving into the second myth, which is that relationship took all the love I had. If love is spiritual, love is not constrained by time, by space, by relationship. It is something that should be overflowing from within yourself. If love is all of those things, how can someone take all the love you have? Okay. If you are in a situation, because again, this is a major one that so many people say, particularly after they have been wounded. If you feel that a relationship or an individual has taken all the love you have, maybe the question is, how much love have you been giving yourself? Because many of us approach our relationships with an empty container, expecting the other person to fill us up to the brim. And so when that relationship is no longer there, when that relationship ends, we feel like that person has taken the picture of all the love that they were giving and taken it away, and therefore I don't have any love anymore. When that is not the right premise or the best premise to even be in a relationship. You come into relationship full. So your love should be overflowing, and that we love out of our abundance and not out of lack. We'll talk a little bit more about that before the end of the show, that you are filled up, so filled up in you that even if the relationship doesn't work out, you are not walking away from it feeling like I've lost everything. How can you lose everything when you still have yourself? Unless there wasn't very much self to begin with. And so, again, it is my hope that if that's the way you feel, that you would not just sit with the feeling and allow the feelings to ride you down a road of depression and sadness and bitterness, but that you would learn from that scenario and say, you know what? The next time I choose to get into relationship, I need to make sure that I'm totally filled up. So I'm really speaking particularly to those individuals who sometimes go into relationship on the rebound because they feel hurt, they feel wounded. You know, what I have found is that you got people on both sides of the pendulum where they are in relationship, new one every 6 months, never really taking the time to fill themselves back up, which is not fair to the new person that you are engaging, and it's really not fair to you. So how can you offer something that you're not even giving yourself, but yet we expect other people to completely fill us up, to lift us up, to be our quote-unquote everything? You know, so I would ask that you really just kind of look at how much love am I giving to myself, and am I approaching my relationships full and satisfied so that an individual that I connect with would be an asset to me, would be an addition to me and not take over me? You know, how can you lose yourself when you yourself are full? The third myth, I will never love again. Like I said, it's a myth, number one, because love is a choice. So if you are a person who is saying, I will never, ever love again, you are making a conscious decision to, number one, put yourself behind closed walls with the handle on your side of the door, and that's it. No one can come in, but also you will not be able to come out. And for those of us who have ever lived behind the walls, those of us who have lived the restricted, confined life trying to protect yourself from love because that's the safe place, let me tell you that that's one of the scariest places that you can be, because we are all wired and in need of relationship and connection. And so you don't heal in isolation. You heal by feeling the hurt, feeling the pain, but becoming wiser and better in the way that you approach the things that may have wounded you. When you think about it, relationships are kind of the only part of life that we can act very extreme. You know, if you get into a car accident, I know very few people in life who get into car accidents and then say, I will never, ever, ever ride a car again. But somehow in our relationships, if something doesn't work out, we go to the extreme. We, you know, I will never, ever love again. I will never trust another man, another woman. I will, you know, you just completely shut yourself down. Versus, again, if you car accident, if you lose a job, no one says I'll never, ever work again. You get yourself together. You pull your thoughts together, figure out what you need to do differently. You go out, you reapply, you start over, but not in our relationships, because love is a scary thing. It's a scary thing, but it's a necessary thing. All of us need it. And so, again, it is my hope that you're listening today, you're hearing these myths, you're locating yourself, thinking about what you, the choices maybe you have made, your own thought processes, and how you can be free. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. You know, just what can I do if I'm listening to Melissa and it seems like I am just in the wall, you know, keeping myself locked in, shut down, perhaps even in marriage. I might even be in a marriage, but my spouse doesn't know me. I'm not fully known. I don't even know myself. If those are the thoughts that you're thinking as you are listening to this program, we're going to talk about how do you get out of that? How do you liberate and free yourself so that you can truly, truly live your life and enjoy it? So we'll be right back after the next break.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. The White House doctor makes house calls. Listen every week for House Calls with Dr. Connie Mariano. Dr. Connie has served as the White House physician under three U.S. presidents. Now, she joins the Voice America Empowerment Channel to help you enrich yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Our guests will include professionals from a variety of fields who will bring you tips that you can apply to your own life. Listen for House Calls with Dr. Connie every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello, once again, this is Melissa Brown, and I'm just so happy to be with you talking about this topic, the courage to love. I hope that you've been thinking about the information that has been shared and just where you are in your own life and how open you are to love. You know, as I said, you know, the topic, I don't want you to assume that I'm strictly speaking to individuals who are not involved in relationship, you know, who may be single, but there are many of us who are in relationship, who at the same time, you're not fully present. You are not fully open. You are not fully engaged in a spiritual love process of growth and connection, because you are somewhat limited, you know. And again, I really want to challenge you to be honest with yourself, that have your past experiences really helped you to create a wall that doesn't allow people to come in. And, you know, we said last week that there are things that happen to us, but we are not those things. There are experiences that happen, but we are not our past experience. There's a distinction between what happens to you and who you are in your core and at your true essence. And it's totally up to you for you to not allow your experiences to shape, especially negative experiences, to shape and define who you are. You are in charge of your life and who you become. It's up to you. So the last myth that we talked about, you know, I will never love again, which is why I said, you know, to say that allows hurt, pain, whatever you have been through, to have a lot of power. And so, you know, you are not hurting anyone but yourself when you make a conscious choice to say, I am not going to allow love to enter into my space ever again. I will love from a distance. I might be in relationships. I might have physical relationships with people, but no one will ever know my heart. And so you making that decision to never let anyone know your heart keeps you blocked, keeps you stifled from who you really are, because we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings in a human body having a human experience. And so that's a blockage. That's a major blockage to say, no one will know my heart. No one will know the essence of me. And before you know it, you won't even know your heart and the essence of you, because we don't really compartmentalize very well as much as we would like to think we do. So how do you get out of the box? How do you get yourself out of the things that have you bound and are keeping you, you know, isolated unto yourself? One of the first things that I would say, and we're going to have an entire show on this topic later in April, but one of the first things that I would say as far as solutions is we have to learn how to live in the space of forgiveness. Okay, live in the space of forgiveness, because being angry, holding grudges, wish somebody else would hurt as much as we have hurt, it only keeps us in pain. So when we wish hurt, you may not, you know, wish that they would die or, you know, something extreme. But just, you know, I can't even tell you how many times I have heard people say to me in a counseling session, I just want that person to feel the same pain that I felt, you know, and not realizing that that thought, that mindset only keeps us stuck in our own pain. It doesn't hurt the other person, because to be honest, the other person may have moved on with their life. So us sitting and thinking and pining and wanting someone else to have a bad experience because we are hurting, keeps us hurt. You know, many of you have heard the phrase, hurting people hurt others. That's a perfect example of that. So when you are, you know, focused on someone else experiencing pain, there's no way for you to experience pleasure. Let me say that again. If you are focused on somebody else experiencing pain, then it keeps you from experiencing the pleasure of life. So, and if you are not experiencing pleasure, if you are filled with pain, filled with anger or bitterness or any of those negative emotions that tend to come when we are wounded, all of that turns into dis-ease. And many of you have also heard that term as well. It's spelled just like disease, but I want you to kind of stretch it out a bit and see it as dis-ease. I am in dis-ease, distress, all of that. D-I-S with a dash, E-A-S-E, dis-ease, which leads to, sometimes it does lead to physical disease, such as depression. We can become abusive to ourselves and others. And so it is imperative that if you are going to have the courage to love, because love, with any human being is not going to be totally perfect. Only love with God is perfect, you know, because I've already told you perfect love casts out all fear. So we don't have to be afraid of that relationship. But when you are filled up with that spiritual kind of love, with a higher level of love, I don't even have to be afraid of people, because I know that there's nothing that another person can do to me, because love has the ability to cover all of that, to cover and to conquer. That's the kind of love will conquer all. Okay, that's a different kind of love. So who is it today that you need to forgive so that you can love? It may be a relative that you may have trusted, you may have loved, but they may have let you down in a major way. Is that someone that you need to forgive so that real love can come into your life? You know, it's whenever, again, we are holding on to the past and holding on to grudges, it doesn't allow for us like to just fully experience the beauty of love. And many of us are being held hostage to past experiences that may have happened 20 years ago, and you've met wonderful people. They have come, but because you got the wall up and they can't get in and you won't come out, you are missing out on the best parts of your life, and which allows you really to give your power over to a past experience. So today is the day that you're waking up, you are becoming more aware, and that you are intentionally going to take your power back. Some of us need to, you know, if you've gone through bad relationships as an adult, you know, maybe you need to forgive those individuals who, you know, we can only love others as much as we love ourselves. So when people do bad things in relationship, whether it is, you know, we're talking about infidelity and betrayal, lying, being abusive and maybe putting people down, you know, whatever the it thing is that tends to just fray the fabric of a relationship, people can only love you as much as they love themselves. People cannot give you what they don't have to give. And so, again, we have to learn how to sometimes disconnect a bit from the person, the individual, the event, and to be able to see people as flawed, as human. I'm not excusing whatever a person may have done, but to be able to say, you know what, I haven't always done the right thing. And sometimes we tend to measure offenses and say, well, I've never cheated. I've never, you know, hurt anyone's feelings or done something that I consider heinous in my relationships. But none of us are perfect, and all of us are in need of forgiveness. And so if you want to be free in your love life, like I said, you have to be able to offer forgiveness to others. And then finally, you got to be able to offer forgiveness to yourself. I'm guilty. So many other people I know are guilty of feeling like going through a negative experience in love relationships and feeling like, oh, that was my fault. I should have known better. I should have done this. And let me just say that nothing there, you know, again, there is no such thing as a failure. There are only lessons. If you look at your life and where you are right now, and, you know, truly, I'm sure if you are a growth-oriented person, you can look back over your life and say, you know what, I'm really grateful for some of my past experiences because they helped me to be the person that I am today. So are you willing to release yourself from your own guilt, from your own shame, from your own condemnation, so that you can once again be free to love? Love is the gateway to everything that is good in this life and the life beyond. So if we don't have love, the Bible says, you know, we don't have anything. If we don't have love, then we have nothing. So it really won't matter how much you achieve professionally. It won't matter how many degrees you have. Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how many friends you have. If you don't have love, then you still won't have anything. And so, you know, I really want you to hear that today. live in the space of forgiveness, forgiving others, forgiving yourself, just constantly being in a space of grace, recognizing that we are all flawed, that sometimes we make mistakes, but we learn from those mistakes and we are better from those mistakes. When we come back after the break, I want to share with you one last clue or suggestion for you to begin to once again have the courage to love, not love a little bit, but I want you to love fully, completely, all the way in, not in a reckless way, not in an impulsive way, but I want you to love so that every part of your life can be open and there will be no fear operating in you, because everything that's keeping you from love, as I said, is false evidence appearing real. And so I want to give you that last piece of the puzzle when we come back after the break and we prepare to wrap up the show, because I really would dare say it's probably one of the most important pieces that you need in this courage to love puzzle. So thank you for listening. Be looking forward to getting back right after this break.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Do you ever feel stuck on a hamster wheel? Constantly running but getting nowhere? Ready to try something different? The secret is actually quite simple. When you fall in love with yourself, everything else falls into place, personally and professionally. Each week, you can find out how to choose your energy and change your life with your host, Deborah Jane Wells. It's time to get unstuck, reclaim your personal power, and recapture your zest for living. Tune in to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello, this is Melissa Brown, and again, this is Live Your Life, and I hope that you have just been enjoying the show. I hope that I have stimulated your thinking and just help you to evaluate where you are in your relationships and just the way that you love, whether or not you are open and you are loving fully, creatively, not holding any part of yourself back, not operating in fear. Or perhaps you are kind of in that walled in space where you have kind of made a decision, maybe unconsciously, that you're not letting anybody in, you know, because of things that may have happened in the past. And so, you know, in the last few minutes of this show, you know, we've just been talking about some solutions of, you know, what do I need to do to kind of break outside of myself? How do I trust again? You know, how do I put myself out there without living in the fear that I'm going to be hurt? I'm going to be hurt. And so, you know, number one, you know, we talked about living in the space of forgiveness, but I would also say, I'm giving a second solution for that is to really put into your mind an understanding that, You are worthy of love and relationship. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of healthy relationship. And so very often, again, because our experiences can really color in a negative way, particularly if it was a painful experience, it really colors sometimes our future and what we're willing to do. And so, you know, what I am hoping, you know, again, is that you would be able to see that you are not your past experience. Something may have happened, but you are not the thing that has happened. Something bad may have happened, something unpleasant, something painful, but that is not who you are in your essence. And you are still worthy of love. You are still worthy of relationship, and you are going to take your power back, that you are not going to allow a past experience that may be 10 years old at this point to keep you from the love that you deserve, because you are worthy of it and you deserve it. And love is a choice, and you are not going to put yourself in a cage in a walled in space where you are making a conscious decision to not let anybody else in. So number one, live in a space of forgiveness. Number two, you're going to have to practice the mantra that you are worthy of love and relationship. And the last thing that I want to say, which again, I think is kind of key and one of the most important, Whitney Houston had a song, you know, that talks about, you know, I believe the children are our future, teach them well and let them, lead the way, show them all the beauty they possess inside. Well, the chorus of that song is the greatest love of all. The greatest love of all was I found within me. That's what she says. So this whole premise, this whole notion of looking for love in all the wrong places, it's the wrong place if you are looking outside of yourself, because the greatest love of all is found in you. So again, I want you to get to the place where you can approach your relationships as a filled up person. You are full. You are not full of ego, not arrogant, not full of yourself. That's not the kind of full I'm talking about. But I'm talking about you are at a place where you accept yourself. You love yourself. You are kind to yourself. All the different things that we often look for in relationship, and I've said this before, you're looking for someone else to give you what you should be giving to yourself. So if you were to make a list of all the things that you say you desire in a relationship, like I said, oh, I want someone who's kind. I want someone who listens to me, who respects me, you know, someone who's fun to be around, you know, if you were just to make your list of all of your characteristics, but instead of looking outside to see who meets that criteria in your life, or going to a bar to see if you can find someone who meets that criteria, I would ask you to take that same list and use that as your own criteria for your own personal development. How fun are you to be around? How loving are you to yourself? How well do you listen to yourself? How much do you respect yourself? So the greatest love of all is found within you. And once you have mastered or at least embraced this idea, this notion that the best love is within you and needs to be nurtured within you before you go out and connect with someone else, then you, again, you're not showing up to a relationship hoping that someone will be your everything. You already are everything. And two people coming together who are full, two people together who just want to have a loving experience with one another, that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful thing. And so even if it doesn't work out, you're not leaving the relationship feeling broken, feeling like they took everything from you, because how can they take what is innately yours? How can anyone take what belongs to you and what will always belong to you? There's a line in Toni Morrison's book, and some of you may have seen the movie Beloved, where, you know, I won't go into the storyline, because if you know anything about Toni Morrison's writing, it can be, you know, pretty complicated and deep storytelling. But basically, in the movie, Oprah Winfrey plays a mother who kind of is on the border of sanity and insanity because she lost a child. And that child's name is Beloved. And so when Beloved finally has to leave her life because she comes back as a ghost, you know, kind of wreaking havoc on the family. But in the end, Beloved has to be where she's supposed to be. And Beloved, the mother who was played by Oprah Winfrey, she says, you know, to her male friend, Paul D, she says, "Oh, she was my best thing. She was my everything. She was my best thing." And Paul D, her friend, looks at her and says, "No, you, your best thing. You are your best thing." And so I want to close today's show by saying that no one can take from you what innately belongs to you. And love is yours today. The best thing is not outside of you, but you are your best thing. In essence, you are totally full of love. Love is accessible to you anytime you want it. And so I invite you to come out of the wall that you have surrounded yourself in. I invite you to change the locks on the door that keep everyone out, but allow it to be free-flowing where other people can come in. You are worthy of love. You deserve love. You deserve the best life. And so I'm praying today that you truly would embrace this courage to love, because there's a whole world that's waiting on your love, waiting on you to show up. And there's nothing more powerful than the love that you have to give and the love that so many people would love to give back to you. So thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you next week, talking with you, dialoguing with you. If you've liked this show, send me an email, communicate with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. So live your best life. And until next week, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. Listen for Live Your Life with host Melissa Brown again next Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Make today the first day to start on what's next in your life.